views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Setliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Setliff.
Hi everyone, welcome to Psychic Cup of Coffee. This afternoon we are going to get into the nitty-gritty on what a medium is and what my industry is basically. I am a psychic medium, as you know, and in my work the last 14 years, like anything, you know, there's a little good, there's a little bad, and some in between. And you know what? With my line of work, what happens sometimes is that, you know what? Some of the negative stuff of how mediums work can get out there. And I'm here actually in this next hour. We're going to debunk, obviously, what the real industry is today. Because for all of you to understand psychic mediums and what we do for a living, we are actually, you know, in the oldest, one of the oldest, I should say, professions out there in the world. And that would be actually even, we're right up there with prostitution, to be pretty funny, because psychic mediums were a part of the world thousands and thousands of years ago. In the industry, there was the ability actually to consult with royalty and kings and queens, and they would bring in their psychics to talk to them about, you know, how they should plant their crops, or how they should, if they should go to war, or what, you know, these seers would, you know, share with them. And these fortune people, tellers, as they call them then, or what have you, of who was going to help them predict what was going to happen in their world. So you can date our industry actually all the way back into biblical times when, you know, the industry was actually, when our world was used. You know, in my personal opinion, I even look at, you know, Jesus is like the best medium out there, and that because of, you know, look at how he could talk to the dead and when people and that kind of thing, and using the link of love and energy actually for all of that to be able to be a part of actually perception and healing people. Now, by no means do mediums compare themselves to Jesus. They don't. But I'm just showing you the analogy of actually that how mediumship has been around our world forever. And our sixth sense is always with us. We're born with it. It's part of our life. It's part of who we are. We use it every day. Either we believe in it or we don't, or sometimes, you know what, that door kind of creaks itself open, that intuition door that makes you kind of have the red, you know, the light bulb moment that says, you know what, hey, I'm getting all this intuition, I don't know what to do with it, or, oh my gosh, I thought of that person and they called me, or, you know what, I was driving down the highway and I thought, you know what, of, you know, this new car that I wanted to buy and I saw 10 of them. You know what I mean? And that's the car that you were thinking of, and you're going to go buy one. Again, it's intuition being used. And mediums for a long time, and really history as it prevails itself, you know what I mean? Mediumship and that kind of thing, you know, was very part of the world and part of religion, right? And part of our the daily life. And really when it came down to the bottom line is that psychics kind of got ran out of the churches, and with doing that, you know, that they thought it was devil worshiping or what have you, which personally I just think it was more like kind of a threat of, you know what I mean, because all they had this intuitive gift and healing gift, and you know what, they couldn't capitalize on that, priests or people in the industries or what have you. And within that, what happened was, you know what, it started then hundreds and hundreds of years ago when through that modality that that's when mediums and psychics got that bad rap, even though they were a part of making, of decision making and being a part of our world and culture thousands of years ago. And, you know, I kind of thank my lucky stars in many ways is that, you know, I wasn't called in to be a medium in that moment, because oftentimes back then, as crazy as this to say, people would say, hey, you know, these pharaohs would say, should I be killing this person or should I do this to this? Like, horrible. Can you imagine having to make all that pressure, having to make that decision? And why, you know, what do you give the wrong answer? Not a good thing. So thank goodness, actually, as we progress into mediumship and how things fold out, there was this, you know, modality of spiritualism, okay, that came from, you know, it was here in the United States, went out to England, and was part of the spiritualist church movement. And even back, if we want to talk about our history in the United States, going back to the Civil War, spiritualism, and believe it or not, actually, or not, this is another true fact, Abraham Lincoln was a spiritualist, and he would have oftentimes seances in the White House, and, you know, given direction. And he himself, there's books on him and how psychic he was. And so you look at all of this, and even in the, back into the Civil War, mediums were used as a source. And what was happening is because all these thousands of men were being killed from the south of our country and the north of our country, mediums were called in by families and mothers to say, you know, did my son, you know, pass over? Did he make it to the other side? Is he, you know, can he give me a message? And that began this fever of people wanting to know more and spiritualism coming into play even more so in our country. So you go back and, you know, with all of this, and it was used because these poor, you know, thousands and thousands of boys were being killed, and the families would have no closure. Well, you know what? It's no different than today when a medium is used for consulting or in my work. It's because we always want to be reassured by our loved ones. We always want to connect to our loved ones, you know, and it just doesn't matter if it's a tragic death or it's cancer or it's just death. We all want to connect one more time, don't we? And as our work and as things unveil themselves, and you look at, like, even I look at what our industry was when I compare, like, when I first started off as a medium 14 years ago, you know, there was just bits and pieces of films that were coming out that were talking about mediums. And, you know, you look at where we are now to where we fast forward to our local programming, and we have all kinds of shows on TV about psychic detectives or psychic mediums who are using that platform and getting awareness. And we have tons of books out. One of the wonderful things that I see, actually, my book obviously is out, which is called Listen Up, The Other Side is Talking. And it is, you know, you can get it through my website on Psychic Medium Kelly, KELLE.com, or any bookstore in the universe today, because it's out there. And when you look at, when I go to Book Expo at the end of the month, which is at the Javits Center in New York, when I go there, every aspect of publishing is there, and they have four of them around the world. And when I walk in there, it always amazes me the undercurrent of psychic ability of how that goes through programming and through the books. And it can be a love story, it can have a psychic twist to it, it can be a murder story, it can be, you know, any modality like that. And what's so neat is that I'm like, oh, awesome, the messages are getting out there, we're creating awareness that, you know what, our world is real, and we all have it in our worlds as people. And it's a matter of actually all of us just paying attention. That's why I picked that title for my book, Listen Up, The Other Side is Talking, because guess what? They are. And they are giving us intuition, and they your past loved ones are connecting with you, and they want to make it right with you. They want to give you love. They want to give you still that vibration and that, and the encouragement for you to understand that they are still with you. They're just in a different veil of consciousness. Their energy, they're linked to you. Everything is there. It's all in that vibration. It's there for you to, you know, capitalize on. And you just kind of have to wake your own self up to actually understand it. And once you do that, gosh, you know what? It's like, you know, you raise, you know, your loved ones are raising their hand and say, pick her, I want to give that message to her. And that's when you'll start seeing all of that vibration changing, and all of a sudden you start to get all that beautiful information from everybody. And you start to see the signs and symbols that we all look for. And, you know, it can be as quirky gets, but it's also, you know what, your vibe or your intention that creates them the ability to for them to connect with you. So, for instance, if you and your mom shared this, let's say you were crazy into the horse races, all right? And you know what? You all of a sudden will, you know, all of a sudden see the word horse everywhere. You will see maybe a famous horse or their name that you guys were connected with that used to follow. You will have all kinds of subliminal messages given to you. And when you start to do that, what's really great is that that's when the veil of consciousness opens to you and the mediumship wave can start getting into you so that, you know what, that intention and that vibration continues and ebbs and flows with you so that you are having the ability actually to understand and receive the information. We are actually going to talk about mediumship and how they're misunderstood and the role of a medium today, continuing with our show. And we're going to run a break, everybody, and we'll be back very shortly. And again, remember, today, please call in for 1-800-930-2819 if you want to ask me a question today. Be back very shortly.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Dave Blanchard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. Today I Begin a New Life, The Observer's Chair. We have a brand new website, and with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the Intentional Creation Assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. This is my labor of love, perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. And write this down, office@augmandino.com, and just say, I would like a free code. And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. You ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? You ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there. It's time to play with these.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole like wave of energy comes through me. Like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. And you know what? I understand, actually, we have one caller calling in, and I think we have Amy from New York. Amy, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Amy. How can I help you today? What's on your mind?
I hope you can. I met this person, and I'm learning how to speak my truth with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just wondering... do you see it developing into something? I just feel like I'm being all of myself for the first time and, you know, being healthy boundaries from the beginning.
Okay, what I'm hearing actually right off the bat, Aim, is that, you know what, you're in a really good space right now. And actually, you know what, the good thing with that, as you said, is that, you know, when you're in a good space, it's like the whole concept like attracts like, right? So you're going to attract
right.
somebody who's going to be
sure.
on your same energy plane. You're going to attract someone new. Really interesting, actually, that you're starting this relationship in this day today, May, I think we're the 13th, right? Yeah, because tomorrow's the 14th
yes,
of the
yes.
new Scorpio moon. And when we have, like, this new energy and it's great, it's a great time to start something new. It's also a great time to kind of get rid of the old so the new can come in. So when you're in that space where... you know, you're in, you know, wanting new relationships, that kind of stuff. You know what? I do see actually it being more long-term than you've had in a long time with this person. And I feel
yeah.
that actually there is some juggling, though, with finances, okay, between
yeah.
the two of you there. But I feel actually that settles itself out, too. I'm hearing that. Does it make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And the good news is actually that you're going to – you know what? I feel like you once you say, okay, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I want, it's like no more using. So these last two relationships that you were in were kind of user, abuser kind of stuff and wasn't healthy. So
yeah.
the good news is actually you're past that. So, and he feels very sound to me. He feels, you know what, he's ready for that too. So I very good. I wish you best luck. And real quick before I get the phone, who's the R name connected to him and you?
Yeah, I just am a little confused because I feel like I'm speaking a lot more of my truth than it's like he's not. It's you know how actions speak louder than words. I spoke my truth. I said, look, you know, I don't know what you're feeling right now. So I think we need some space just to figure out what we both need individually. And he wants to still hang out with me, which it's completely defeating the purpose because I need to speak my truth and say, hey, wait a second. I have no idea where you stand, so I don't want to hang out with you until you tell me where you stand or anything that you want to say. He's not expressing himself basically to me.
Okay, but this is where I'm saying is actually, you know what, you also too, with him, he's actually, you know what, he's learning it. Like he's been burnt before, I'm hearing. So you know what, just take it for, I'm hearing that, you know what, it does, he does come to the table, which is good. He does care about you.
Okay.
And I feel like it's just
okay.
one of these blips. It's a blip. And July is an important month for you, the two of you. That's what I'm getting to. So I hope that was helpful.
Okay.
I'm going to run. We're going to go back to our conversation on how mediums are misunderstood. And if anybody else wants to call in too, the number is 1-800-930-2819, and we'll continue conversations. So as we were talking actually in the programming about mediums and how they're misunderstood and how we need to kind of debunk this industry. It's very important, actually, that, you know what, people understand that as a medium, you know what, it's not this witchery thing that people say that it is. As I said in the first segment, look at the history of mediumship and where it's been. It's been from day one. It's biblical. It's gone, you know, through the ages of, you know, the Renaissance. It's gone through all aspects of our world. It's part of us. Egyptian, back to the Egyptian days. I mean, you name it, there's always been a medium in the mix of things, okay? And in my world, okay, in my mix, if you want to call it that, it's really about, you know what, understanding where we prevail. And, you know, I've been doing this line of work for 14 years, and I've seen the changes of things and where it has come to its point now. And I can say where we are today in comparison to where I was 14 years ago when I started out, much better place. When I think back, like, even, like, you know, the movie that resonated with me was the movie Sixth Sense, when, you know, that little boy Haley says, you know, I see dead people. I was like, holy cow, so do I. And now what am I supposed to do with this? And you know what? I did something with it. I studied with this line of work. I figured out what a medium was. I opened myself up. I formulated good people around me to teach me. So I understood this whole process of who I am. And, you know, no one grows up and says, oh, I want to be a medium when I grow up. No one does that. Okay, you're born with this. You picked it through your soul incentive of coming to this world to do something with it. And I look at it as actually a win-win situation that, you know what, I'm thrilled that I grew up medium and who I became. Because, you know what, I'm able to give back in my world with 100% integrity of giving a good reading and giving, connecting to the other side and giving information intuitively so that that person leaves my office after I do a reading for them. That they've connected. And that's all the job is. It's that connection. So I really feel actually with this, it's, you know, when people want to bring in the negative schmegative stuff, sure, there's negative schmegative stuff out there. And you know what? People want to scam you and people want to, you know, use people in this industry. But it's no different than anybody else who, you know, might go and, you know, be in another industry too. There's good and there's bad, right? And that's the part that, you know, just because psychic mediums are out there doesn't mean that they automatically should have the bad rap. And that's what I'm kind of debunking today in reference to our conversation in this hour. And you know what? Here's one of the fallouts, and this is what's happening today, is there are con artists of people that are actually mimicking, you know, the programming that's on TLC. And they're mimicking, you know, themselves as mediums and bumping into people at malls or Costco or, you know, wherever. And they're saying, tapping people on the shoulder and say, excuse me, your father's passed away. Now, someone has a 50-50 chance of someone saying yes, right? And the person, of course, let's say their father passed away and they say yes. Well, what happens is they'll say, for $50, I would like to read you and give you this message from your father. Well, guess what? Stupid is as stupid gets, and people are buying into that fraud. And that's a fallout of what's happening to that type of program that's out there. So it's happening pretty, you know, more frequent than it ever had because, you know, there's a program out there like that. And just keeping it real, people, when psychic mediums work, a really good psychic medium, you know, works, usually have references to who you go to for a reading, and I look at this world that I work in as it's a very spiritual thing. When you go to get a reading, it's very preordained. It's like your guides on the other side know that you're gonna, you know, someone's gonna know Kelly Setliff. They're gonna contact you. It can be a something like that, and they're going to be able to, you know, 6 months before, you know, put that in their BlackBerry that they're going to show up on, you know, May 14th at 4 o'clock for your reading. So that's, you know, like anything, just like when we go to get a plumber or we go to get a builder, what do? We ask for references. Well, that's an important piece on finding a medium today so that you know that you're going to someone who's well-regarded. And it's important that, you know, what you understand that that's the work of what mediumship is and where it's out there, why it's out there. It's important, too, that, you know what, you also, you know, understand that, you know, don't be taken by people who want to manipulate you And it's like, you also wouldn't like, you know, if someone rang your doorbell, you wouldn't yell from the living room saying, hey, come on in, right? You would check to make sure that it's safe of whoever's ringing your doorbell, you know them before you'd open the door. Well, it's the same thing as a medium. When you read for people, you don't see me. I would never, you know, go shopping, you know, and run into, and I shop a lot, but I would never go shopping and run into someone and say, you know what, I have your mother here, and I'm a psychic medium, and I want to give you this message. That, to me, is very invasive. You don't invade people's space, just like you don't open a door to someone who, consequently, you don't know. So, again, this whole mediumship thing is about boundaries. It's about what you create, what you see, you know, in your daily life, and so that you don't create a negative situation for yourself. And it's really just about being aware, right? You know, just like when we tell our children, you know, look both ways before you cross the street. It's a safety net. And what I'm telling you today is when you seek out a medium and when you want to go to someone who's good, you have to have a safety net. You don't just go to any Joe Schmo and think that it's okay, because it's really, really healthier for you to just kind of do your homework. And that's kind of, you know, so that you don't get the bad person who doesn't know what they're doing. And then you then can say, oh, my God, I went to this horrible medium and she was bad and she was this and she said this and she was wrong. And you know what? And there comes the cycle of negativity. And that's what we're debunking today, is that, you know what? We're debunking the witchy poo stuff out of it, and we're debunking the negative stuff out of it in the psychic medium world, so that we can all understand, so we can do things the right way. We're going to run to break, everyone, and feel free to call in again if anybody has any questions. I'd be happy to answer at 1-800-930-2819.
Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there. Contact play with me.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, it's fun, it's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this full, wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Everyone, welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee as we're continuing our conversation about how mediums are misunderstood. Let me tell you about how mediums are used today. Obviously, we talked in the past and how they were used throughout centuries and tons of years here. But what happens actually today in our psychic world and as mediums, what we are used in many facets. I, for one, actually do a psychic investigation. So I use my mediumship gift as a form of ways to work on cases. I volunteer my time oftentimes on cases. I'm always willing to take a case on, obviously, to look at intuitively, to look at the facts and give them off. I've worked with several different groups, actually, throughout my career. One, we've worked actually with a group out of Boston University called the Cold Case Collaborative, where there's detectives. There are a group of psychic mediums, and we take cases, and whether they be cold cases or current cases, and we work these cases. So intuitively what happens is when we get the information, all we get, and I've done this actually with a national group called Find Me, which basically there's 95 psychics around the world, and we all get the data of what they're looking for. And the only three pieces of information we get on a case is the person's name, where they went missing, their birth date, and that's it. Oh, and a picture. Okay? And that's, so three or four things there. Unlike a real police detective who will have all the data, the information, much more information than we do. So we only get those four pieces of information because we wanted to keep it very vague so we can just kind of tune in and give information so we're not sided by other information that we can get or use that because sometimes our logical mind wants to give information and we just want to use our intuitive minds. So as mediums, when we all meet to do investigative work, with that information, we tune in separately in the information that we give. Now, what we provide is we ask questions. So we provide stuff like who the perpetrator is. Does the perpetrator have tattoos? Does the perpetrator, what color hair, how tall, what size weight, what color car does that perpetrator drive? Does the information, give me a location of possibly if this person is truly missing or what have you, or have they been, the worst case, murdered, right? And we take that information and we connect so we can get that information. So as a group, it's amazing what happens when you work in a collaborative, because you work individually and you get all given those four little pieces of data, and then we start giving all this information and just start giving it off. So when we meet as a group, what happens is we share the information that we received. What always amazes me is when the information comes through, when you have these, psychics all working together, how consistent the information is, even though we all read separate. And so what shows me is that information, that link of communication is real. That information then gets forwarded to, the people who wanted it, whether it be the family or it gets, the detective that needs information in a case. And then we are able and that's the way that we're able to give that information off so that, as a medium today, heck, I don't want the credit of solving any case, okay, or being part of that, which, you know what, I've been lucky enough to work on some cases to give some pretty detailed information that bodies were found. But it's also the point of actually, this gift is of service. As a medium, you're of service, right? And, and that's the ability of actually showing the community the awareness of mediumship, of who we are, what we're about. And that's really, really important. And then, you can't tell me any different that, if you just gave information and helped solve a case or find a missing child, that's pretty credible, huh? And versus, to just someone off the street and then you get this bad reading and then someone wants to blah, blah, blah about it. Well, that's the difference of an A team and a B team. And that's what's really important that everybody understand today. There are psychic mediums that actually work with businesses today. That's a really popular way of actually, mediums that work with businesses. They're consulting. They're working with, people in business and, giving advice, that kind of thing, in reference to everything. There's people that work actually with stockbrokers today. Mediums work with stockbrokers. And they kind of plan, what they think is going to do well in the stock market. There's ways of working in this industry that actually are very credible, and that actually really, because it's real. And I guess that's my whole message. My whole message actually as a medium, and it's in my book, and Listen Up, The Other Side is Talking, and it's on this platform of our show that we talk about every week, is that, our intuitive gift is real. No doubt about it. It's been with us for histories and length of time. And this is about actually people just owning it and recognizing it. And what's really nice is actually that finally it's people are accepting it. I used to be very funny. I used to go to back 14 or 15 years ago, I'd go to a party and people would say, "Oh, Kelly, what's the lottery numbers on Friday?" Or, "Hey, Kelly, can you tell me what I'm thinking?" And I'd be like, "Oh, here we go again." And then now today, when I go, to a party, people say, "Hey, Kelly, what case are you working on? Or what's going on with your book? Or, how's the industry going?" Or, it's recognized. It's real because people are finally getting it. They want to get it. And that's actually the work on the other side, too, because the other side wants us to get it. They are creating, programming or intuitive hits in all these people and information that's out in our world so that, we can understand it better because they want it to be, a part of you. So it's important that we don't get intimidated by it or fear it. Okay, now really, why would you fear this? Because think about it. if your loved one is coming through from the, you know, they passed, they're coming through to you, they want to send you love, they want to send you a sign that they are okay, do you think that's going to come from a bad place? Was your you know, your loved one a bad person? You know, odds are not. And of course they want to come through and comfort you to make you feel good just in that iota moment when you're grieving. And that's the part that actually people need to understand, that mediumship and giving a message and receiving a message is, in my book, a very holy thing. Holy in two ways. Holy that it's spiritual, and holy that it makes you whole. It makes you feel well. And, you know, what's wrong? There's nothing wrong with that. If anything, in our world, we need more healing today. We need more people to feel whole. We need more people to understand who they are. And intuitiveness through a medium is in a healthy way to do it. And you got to remember, you're the medium too, because your loved ones can come through much easier than I can. They can come through to you through dreams. They can come through messages. They can come through in symbols, right? They, you know, they never, ever in want to make you ever feel sad. If anything, they want you to make you feel that love that they had, you had with them. And that's the idea that, you know, how mediums comfort today. They're used in so many ways of, you know, information so that people can actually access the energy so that your loved ones can connect with you. And you know what? And that's the beauty of actually just kind of opening up that psychic door of yourself so that you can actually start. And you got to start somewhere. So why not start with your, you know, the energy from your loved ones on the other side? Then make it real easy for you. All you have to do is ask. So if anyone wants to call in, actually, in our last segment, please do at 1-800-930-2819.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called The Turning Point. In our world, that time is right now.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream,
Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called the turning point. In our world, that time is right now.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me...
Hi, Leslie, are you there? We have a call from Leslie from Edmonds, Washington.
Yes, I am.
Are you there?
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Leslie. How can I help you today?
Well, my question is this. I am a very psychic person myself, but in getting information about myself, I tend to turn to other people because I feel like my own biases will bias the information. Would you say that's the approach to take or not?
You know, what's really interesting is I'm kind of like you, too, even though, you know what, I open myself up to my intuitiveness, obviously, when it comes to my kids or certain circumstances, but I'm a real big sign person, and I always say, you know what, if I'm meant to do this, I always call this, it's kind of a joke, I would call it, and I write about this in my book, it's called the purple dinosaur theory, whereas if I want to, see or advise me on something in my life as a psychic, people would think normally that you're on all the time, you should be able to get this information easy, but it doesn't work that way, because you got to remember,
no.
Our gift, Leslie, is about giving it off to others, right? And
right.
Even though we're intuitive, we still have to live our life here. And, you know, and we can make the same mistakes of anybody else in this lifetime. But in my little theory here, you know, I always say, okay, if I'm supposed to do this, show me Barney. All right? Barney the purple dinosaur. We all know that, right? And
right.
You will see, you know, nine of them that day. You will see Barney sheets. You will see the word dinosaur. You will see all of this kind of stuff. So signs, and that's just my funny way of looking at things, but that is also a symbolic way of importance because the universe understands symbolism. It can, you know, it's, and you understand that. So that's part of your intuitiveness actually also too, Leslie, is that, you know what, you need to understand, you know, kind of the boundary thing with it and understanding also that, you know what, you can use this intuition. And you can say, okay, you know what, even if sometimes, you know, you're having a, trying to get some direction and you want to have, I'll pull an angel card and I'll say, you know, ask for my angels actually to give me intuition. And all of a sudden the card that I pick up is the word transformation. And, you know, it's the question is about my book. And of course my book is going to transform, you know, people in the world. And that's my coincidental moment, right, that makes sense to me, and that's my affirmation from the energy to say, yeah, Kel, you're on the right track. So,
well, let me ask you this. For instance, in trying to find out about my most basic ancient nature, like, and I know that seems pretty far afield to the practical things of the day, but at this point, trying to just figure out the very roots of who I am, I'm getting very different information from several very different psychics, and I don't know that they're bad psychics. I don't assume that at all. But what do you do when you get
into your roots? What do you mean? Like what kind of how you're going to practice with your gift?
No, like for instance, somebody told me that I was an Arcturian, and that affects my basic nature and the way that I see the world and the way that I operate in the world. Someone else, and someone else says, no, you're actually, well, she didn't say no, because I didn't even bring that up to her. She said, you're connected to, you're a part of Archangel so-and-so, Archangel Uriel, and I'm thinking, well, how can I be part of an archangel? So I'm wondering if it's a lot more complex than we really tend to think it is, this nature being incarnated and who we are and what we're made of.
No, you know what, you know, I always say to people, you know what, the best thing you can ever do to figure out who you are in your gift as a medium or a psychic is, you know, you really got to dive into you, and you have to ask. It was really interesting. When I first started, I had to do this year intensive programming of intuitiveness and how it all works. And, you know, I did this, actually, believe it or not, with a 3-month-old, a 14-month-old, and a 3-year-old, and a husband that traveled every 2 weeks out of the month. And my intuitive world had opened up, and I was trying to figure out all this stuff. So I studied. You have to study. You have to study with people who are like you. You have to learn about who you are. And one of the long weekends we had to do in this long program that we did, and it lasted for a year, every Wednesday, is we had, for one weekend, we had to ask who we were. Who am I? I am a mother. I am a sister. I am a wife. I am a friend. That is the only question for a whole weekend we had to answer. And when you're doing that, what happens, you start to realize who you are, what your connections are, you know,
The best thing
you can ask yourself is, who am I? And then you have to find people who you can study with.
That's a simple question. It's a simple question for most people. It's not a simple question for me.
Oh, no, it's very simple because, you know what, we're all simple. We all have this ability, and if you're truly to be a practitioner, you have to know who you are first, and not take the advice from anybody else, even, you know what I mean, because someone will say, okay, you have this niche, well, that's great, but, you know, my eyes are green and yours are brown, it's no different, you have eyes, but yours is about, actually, as I'm hearing this from Spirit right now, is really, and I don't mean to lecture, but it's about actually finding out who you are and how you want to practice with this intuitive gift, because it's really starting to transpose itself, and I'm hearing the number 5. Actually, if you looked at your world where you are 5 years ago to where you are now, you're a totally different person. So you're getting these psychic hits from different people because they're trying to, it's information for you to take on and guide you. And that's so cool. It's like you've just opened up the door to say, hey, you know what? I do have this ability. I was born with this ability. Now I just got to find out how I'm going to lend itself into where I'm going with it. And you know what? I feel it's more internal in how you're going to work. And I also feel like cards are a nature to you. So pay attention to that, how that comes out to be. That they might be a nice tool
cards to get resources. What? I'm sorry. I'm having trouble understanding you. Our connection is not good. Hang on a second. Did you say something about cards?
Yeah, I was saying actually that what I'm hearing is that whatever cards that you might be attracted to, like whether it be a healing card or an angel card or a tarot card or whatever, I feel like this is going to be a nice foundation for you. So pay attention to how that might lend itself. And the best thing you can ever do for yourself is go into a metaphysical store, and this goes for anybody, is whatever book, whatever title, whatever, you know, if it's a card that you're looking for to read with or connect with or a stone or whatever, whatever you first grab, whatever pops off that shelf is what you're being guided towards. And that's
another
symbolic way, actually, that our guides will give us and point us in that direction. And that's what's important. So I'm really feeling in your end, Leslie, that you have to do a little more research and stuff, but you got it all in you. You just got to find out the right message, you as the messenger of who you want to be. But don't listen to anybody else. You got to listen within you. Okay? Hopefully that was helpful.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Good luck. And as we continue, actually, you know, in this last few minutes here, it's very important that everybody understand that actually we're all mediums. We all have the gift of intuition. Mediums today are more than that. All the mediums that I work with and the people that I know are very spiritual people. They're very healing people. They want to help others. They have, you know, they have a real need, actually, in our society and in our world to heal it. And because of that, actually, that's where we come in, and we want people to understand that, you know what, not to misunderstand, you know, that we're the witchery you know, kind of nature of our industry, that that's not who we are. We are really a part of healing. And you know what? Our world needs a lot of healing, and we also need to be able to understand that as mediumship evolves, that we're all a part of it, and that includes you, and that includes me. And again, everyone, my book is available on my website, psychicmediumkelly, KELLE.com, and I'd be happy to sign it and autograph it for you. And I will look forward to next week. We're going to have my friend Nancy Smith on, and we're going to talk all about angels next week. So we will talk to you next week, and thank you for listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Dave Blanchard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. Today I Begin a New Life, The Observer's Chair. We have a brand new website, and with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the Intentional Creation Assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. This is my labor of love, perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. And write this down, office@augmandino.com, and just say, I would like a free code. And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. You ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? You ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there. It's time to play with it.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went, doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole, wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.